When I first met with Sarah, I was immediately attracted. She had blonde hair, a slim figure, great ass and perky B-cup tits. I wouldn't consider myself overtly attractive, but my 5 feet 10 inches average/athletic build seems to be something girls like. She showed up wearing tight jeans and a tight-fitting blouse. When she walked up and gave me a hug, I was able to feel her toned body and could tell she was a fan of being active. We talked about the usual things and seemed to be getting along well. Well enough that she suggested we keep the night going and move on to another place. Another couple drinks and we both felt comfortable enough to start touching each other more frequently. Her hand on my chest, mine on the small of her back. We could both feel the sexual tension growing between us, and the couple of drinks had made me more confident. I asked if she wanted to go for a walk in the park close by. She eagerly agreed and led me out by my hand. Now, in all honesty, I knew this park had a particularly great view of the city, and it was my every intention to try and get a little make-out session before the end of the night. As we walked, I would occasionally pull her in for a kiss. She was more than eager to press her body against mine. It wasn't long before I could feel my cock growing, and before long she could feel it too. We quickly found a secluded spot in the park. My hand began to explore her body. Feeling her tits made her release one of the sexiest moans I've ever heard. Her soft lips against mine had me at full attention quickly. She slowly started grinding her pussy against my hard bulge. I was starting to get frustrated with our jeans holding us back. She had the same thought. Sarah breaks off the kiss and quickly looks around, and with a sly smirk says, "Looks like this is private enough." Before I could respond, her hands find my belt buckle and fly, releasing my cock into the dark night air. With her knees in the grass, she eagerly take the tip of my cock into her mouth. Her hand wrapping around my shaft begins stroking as I release a fuck under my breath. My hands run through her hair, guiding her up and down, her tongue dancing around the head. I'm in ecstasy. Alternating between stoking my cock and deep throating me, I was in heaven. I desperately need to fuck this girl. I pull her off and tell her to follow me. I lead her under a tree, giving us even more privacy than before. As I lay her down and climb on top of her, her moans grow louder. I unbutton and slowly remove her jeans. Kissing slowly, licking her inner thighs, causing her to squirm, moan, and even starts to beg. After teasing long enough, I slowly begin to tease her pussy with my tongue. Sarah was so wet at this point, I could tell her pussy needed attention, and I was more than happy to help. My tongue flicking against her clit, my fingers teasing her lips, her hips slowly rise as she lets out a please, please, God yes, please. Sarah moves her hands to my hair and pulls me up to her face and kisses me. "Please fuck me," she begs. I slowly begin to rub the cock of my head against her wet opening. I almost slide in immediately, but catch myself. I wanted to tease her more, make her beg more. But I couldn't even control myself. I can't take it anymore and slowly begin to inch my cock into the tightest, wettest pussy I've ever had. Her bald pussy grinding against me, I almost lost it then and there. Slowly my cock slides in and out, leaving only the tip, and before returning deep into her pussy. I need her to come, I want her to come. As I alternate between licking her dime-sized pink nipples, her breathing intensifies, her hands grab my hips, forcing me to fuck her harder. "Sarah, Sarah, I'm going to come. Fuck yes, come for me, come for me." I pick up speed faster, harder, she pants. As I feel my cum boiling, I drive my cock deep into her pussy. Her eyes roll back and let out a moan I can only describe as earth-shatteringly orgasmic. Her pussy clamps down around my cock, milking it. God, this pussy was a dream. As we come together, our bodies go limp, slowly coming down. I can feel my cum slowly emptying the remain of one of the biggest orgasms I've ever had. I don't want my cock to leave, and she doesn't either. "Leave it in, just for a bit." As we lay there, we hear some voice from a distance and decide to clean up and leave. We fucked once or twice more, but things didn't last. The first time still remains the only time I've fucked outside and one of the best sex memories I have.